What did you do with my safety pins? What is this?
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We are cooking through some family silliness here tonight. Hopefully you are enjoying it all. We'll be getting to the radio obituaries in just a little bit, but I just wanted to stop by and say hey. Because it's nice to be nice when you know that you're nice. And that's what I want to do for you right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Mother, please! I'd rather do it myself. Mother, please. I'd rather do it myself. I'd rather do it myself. Mother? Mom? Mom! Mom! Mom, help! Help me, Mom!
She won't go to town. She just sits home and drinks on down. She's so darn thirsty, she'd even drink my tears. She's got a mouth full of liquor, ooh, and a head full of wrong ideas. She treats me like a brother, pets me like a mother, says she's my sister and we need each other. She's so doggone sweet, she's sweet as any gal can be. But there ain't no sister, ooh, could do what she does to me. At 1 o'clock, she said, brother, come out or I'll break the lock. And she didn't get away till Friday night about 3. No, there ain't no sister who could do what she does to me.
To welcome you all to the Southgate Mothers Club. Before we start the usual business on the agenda, I want that all of you should observe a moment of silence and compassion for Mrs. Tompkins. Mrs. Tompkins' kid, Humberto, was picked up this morning on a murder one rap. Now, we know that Mrs. Tompkins has not had a lot of time to spend at home with her kids. She's been very busy on the Juvenile Delinquency Committee. All right, now to the usual business. First of all, a report on next weekend's activities from our next weekend's activities reporter. Very happy to have Agnes once again. Here she is, Agnes once again.
Thank you very much, Miss President. Well, of course, next weekend is our annual fudge fair. Now, we hold the fudge fair each year at this time to gather enough money to get the needy children of the neighborhood out of the neighborhood for the summer. If it were possible, we'd like to get them out for the winter, too. Now, I found a lovely tract of land that we can establish our summer camp on, and I think we could fill it with ropes and boards, an abandoned icebox or two, some plastic bags, and they can play to their little ethnic heart's content. Now, another little bonus, the edge of the Southgate River runs right near the camp, except during flood season, then it inundates the camp. The camp will be held during flood season this year. So that's it, and I would like to remind you girls, fudge.
I think it behooves us all to get out and push the fudge. Now, next of all, we got a book review by a very well-known book reviewer in this area, Miss Thelma Reese from the Van Nuys Times. Here she is, Thelma.
She's wonderful.
Thank you very much. Books live. Books are vibrant and alive. Now, the book I have chosen to review for you this afternoon is about two brothers. The book is called The Two Brothers. It deals with a set of Siamese twins joined at the lips. The boys are raised in the dumbwaiter shaft of a home for unwed mothers. After struggling through puberty, the boys are separated following a series of successful operations at the Mayo Clinic. Now then, after the operation, the boys move apart. One moves to Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. The other to La Jolla, California. The first portion of the book deals with the letters the boys write to one another. And they do write back and forth, forth and back, one to the other, each to his brother. The first 500 pages of the book drag considerably. But the book ends in a virtual whirlwind of activity as the older brother, Raoul, living in sin with a male model, sends an airmail letter to his brother, Congolia, who at that time is gainfully employed as a prompter in a Christian Science reading room in Elsinore, California. Now then, Raoul forgets to put a stamp on the envelope. The letter is returned to him forthwith, and the book ends on that note.
Oh, God.
4 stars. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, too, Thelma, for a very fine book report. Okay, now to kind of wind things up, and we do want to hustle it along so we can get down to Charlie's before he closes. We got next of all a report on next week's guest speaker. And that, of course, will be reported by our next weekend's guest speaker reporter. Here is Eileen. Eileen.
Thank you very much. Well, next weekend is also our Bonds for Israel weekend. Our guest speaker was to have been a Mr. Adolf Eichmann. However, Mr. Eichmann has an indefinite booking in the Middle East. That's showbiz. So, in his stead, we have a lovely young lady from the State Hygienic Board, Mrs. Phyllis Carswell. Her subject will be sex play among our children between 6 and 9... and again between 9 and midnight.
Deco, Avarice, and Cutty Sark. They descend from the Empire State at 5 and stroll together toward the park with a bristle you in both their heads and their future in the stars. They hang a left on Lexington and start to hit the bars. Morocco, Store Club, and places like that. The 40s, before love, it got an old hat. But it's good to remember at this great remove. He's the federal line and they tried to act smooth. When my father met my mother in New York. My father met my mother in New York. Hadn't moved so sleekly and been her moving fan bi-weekly. Seemed so debonair and witty, they might never have had us kiddies. But my father met my mother in New York. My father wed my mother in New York. Over sandwiches and bacon, popped the question in a phone booth. That's the truth, but not the whole truth. It seems to say my father won my mother in New York. My father stunned my mother, asked the stork. Yeah. My father jumped my mother in New York. My father wed my mother in New York.
Ricky Bates.
Mama, your daughter's a light on me. Mama, your daughter's a light on me. You knew she was a Jew's head when you gave her to me. Your daughter, if you don't, you water. She never drinks water, cheats on me cause I caught her. So mama, your daughter's done lied on me. Pawns my clothes, makes me sleep outdoors, holds all the liquor stores. I can't stand it, goodness knows. So mama, your daughter's done lied on me. Can't find on Sunday, never home on Monday. Calls up on Tuesday, says she'll be home Wednesday. But Thursday's her day, cause she knows that's payday. So mama, your daughter's done lied on me. Hides wine in the icebox, gin in the bathtub, beer in the garbage, bay rum in the closet. So mama, your daughter's done lied on me. Drives me out of my mind, tells me I'm not a kind. I tell her that she's lying, then she starts in crying. So mama, your daughter's done lied on me.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wraps up the first portion of this evening's program with all that silliness for you to consider. This is a good time to consider things, if you ask me, this time of year in general. It's dark. But now it's time for us to turn to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. You know I'm going to remind you first, though, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Albert Griffiths, the founding member of the Gladiators and reggae legend. He originally scored a minor hit in 1967 with The Train Is Coming Back and went on to have a very successful recording career based in Kingston, Jamaica. He just passed away at 74. It's the initial radio obituary for Albert Griffiths right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. post-initial radio obituary is Robenko Laszlo, the Hungarian rock musician, founder of Omega, also a past member of the Banco Dixieland band back in the early 60s. He just passed away at 77. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Laszlo Banco right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Sell me yesterday, my love, spillway train. Sell me, it's my lotting you real stains. All the dog has done back again. My sonny one, Sean's a sitzel. Sell me one or two, I love.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for Charlie Pride, the American singer, guitarist, professional baseball player. Oh, I always forget about that part. But his great musical success came in the early to mid-1970s when he was the best-selling performer for RCA Records, the best since Elvis Presley. His peak years of recording, 1966 through 1987, brought him 52 top 10 hits on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart, 30 of which made it to number one. He was one of three African-American members of the Grand Ole Opry and was inducted to the Country Music Hall of Fame in the year 2000. Charlie Pride just passed away at 86. It's the next radio obituary, starting with a little something that was suggested by your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
There's my babe walking in the door. There's my baby walking in the door. Will I turn around, baby, at the walk-in door? Feels so good, take me by the hand. Feels so good, take me by the hand. Will I let her go walking in the wonderland? Walking, whoa, walking, let's go walking in the wonderland. A little there, my baby, walking in the door. There's my baby walking in the door. Will I turn around, baby? Let's go walk once more. Walking, whoa, whoa, yeah. Walking, whoa, yeah. Walking. Walking, whoa. Turn around, baby. Let's walk once more.
Cleanup Radio Obituary is for Des O'Connor, the English comedian, singer, and television presenter. He was the longtime TV chat show host. The Des O'Connor Show, which started in 1963, running for 10 years. He also presented many UK television game shows, including Take Your Pick and Countdown. Yet he was best known for his recorded 36 albums and 4 top 10 UK singles. Des O'Connor just passed away at 88. It's the Clean Up Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I let my heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart. You held my dream.
of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams live through. I brought you joy, and dear, I loved you so. But all that sunshine didn't make the roses grow. If you don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can hold on to love. I brought can hold on to love. Careless hands that can hold on to love.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Maria Kalinowski. She was half of the married couple from Poland known as the most avid filmgoers in Poland. They watched films in cinemas regularly from 1973 on, and in the year 2010 alone, they saw 563 films. Altogether, between 1973 and 2010, they had viewed over 11,000 films together, and by mid-2015, the total exceeded 13,000. Maria Kalinowski just passed away at 75. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hey, Bill, what's the idea of squinting your eyes like you're doing?
Well, I've had a lot of trouble with my eyes lately.
Had trouble with them?
Yes.
Well, you'd have more trouble without them, wouldn't you?
Oh, I guess I would.
You know, my eyes have been troubling me.
Is that so?
I blame it on moving pictures. You know, movies hurt my eyes.
Well, movies used to hurt my eyes, but now they hurt my ears.
You know, they used to say that movie actresses were dumb.
Yeah, now I wish they were, Ernie.
Folks all rave about the good old days, they do.
And we both agree with them. We're telling you.
We used to love the good old picture show.
The way we used to see them years ago.
Then the silent drama held its sway, okay.
Now they squeak and squawk, that's why we say.
I'm so sad and I'm so blue.
And I'm feeling that way too.
We can't sleep in the movies anymore.
When the star with baby face
shouts out in a voice that's bass.
We can't sleep in the movies anymore. Our dozing days are ended, no more the organ plays.
To mellow tones it renders, we could sleep for days and days.
When our wife becomes a pet,
now we have no place to rest.
We can't sleep in the movies anymore. Talkies are a great invention, we agree.
Knocking isn't our intention, no siree.
But if you love an app the way we do,
it's 10 to 1 you'd be complaining to.
Now we have to keep awake through 20 reels,
listening to sneezes, squawks, and squeals.
When church scenes are shown today,
they're so real we start to pray.
We can't sleep in the movies anymore. Now the pickaxe we hear pick,
even hear the crickets crick.
We can't sleep in the movies anymore. The sheik is from the ghetto. I thought he came from Spain.
His voice is high falsetto, and he sounds like he's in pain.
And a theme song there must be,
just to torture him and me.
We can't sleep in the movies anymore. Lie and roar, we shake with fright. We can almost feel them bite. Buildings burn upon the street, and we even feel the heat. When white kids and peck clubby, a wallop on the dome.
They really get so clubby, it makes us think that we're at home.
If by chance our eyes should close, then the villain blows his nose. We can't sleep in the movies anymore.
That being Cape. Can't I give you something, honey?
We like it.
What do you have?
What would you like?
The pentamensa fish?
The pentamensa. I got some bologna.
Oh, no, thank you. No. I don't eat bologna.
Well, it could open up something in a can.
I was in a movie theater a couple of weeks ago. And I was watching the movie. The movie was over. But the credits were still on the screen. You know the credits when they say who's the star and all that?
Yeah.
And I was watching it. And the security guard, he said, come on, time to go home. And I said, just a minute, I'm watching the credits here. I'm watching the movie. The movie is not over. He says, get out of here, time to go home. I refused to leave.
Yeah. So what happened?
And he handcuffed me and dragged me up and threw me around. I called, well, and he got me down in the seats. He tried to beat me up. He didn't hurt me or anything.
And are you making this up?
No.
Attention with me, baby. Don't you tell me to get out of your theater till the picture is over, baby. You don't talk to me that way, baby. Fuck you, baby. Fuck you. You don't talk to me that way till the picture is over, baby. Get your fucking hands off me. Okay, get your fucking hands off me. I'm not moving. Get your fucking hands off me. You fucking asshole! You fucking pig! Fucking asshole pig!
I noticed that it's true. They don't make movies like they used to. I didn't know the nostalgia till Grandma said to me, things ain't been the same since 33. The words poured from her heart as she shed a tear or two. They don't make to steal the scenes in every way. And last night on the late show, I noticed it's all true. They don't make movies like they used to. Remember those days when I used to watch all those silent pictures right on the screen and then the talkies.
and how they used to look so wonderful, how they took you to a paradise land. Stars like Ben Turpin, John Bunny, Fatty Arbuckle, Charlie Chaplin, and of course Mabel Norman. And of course, who can forget that wonderful star, Clara Bow. Oh, how they thrilled me. I sat there and I chewed my popcorn. And of course, I only wish the movies were just like they were then. Mystique and lots of great talent who are an individual.
About all I do as a senior is I sew. I sew for charity. I used to make dresses and stuff for me and my daughter, make little shirts for my sons when they were little boys. Now I'm just doing pillowcases and quilts. They have a quilting club here that I'm a member of. I do handwork. Some of them do machine, some of them do cutting and stuff like that. She has it set up where she has cutting and sewing and spinning and people that work the machines and tacking. I come here on Fridays only. I don't stay for the movie on Fridays, though, because I don't want to ride the bus after 3 o'clock, because by that time in the afternoon, it takes you all over, and I don't feel like riding all over. I like movies, but I don't stay to see them here. Sometimes they have good movies, movies that I really like to see, but I don't want to ride the bus after 3.
Ultimate radio obituary is for Bob Van Steen. He was a member of the Dutch group The Strangers, joining them in 1964, replacing a member who had left. They became well known in the 1960s with covers of well-known international hits, which they would rewrite with lyrics in their own dialect. This mainly resulted in funny, sometimes melancholic, and sometimes sharp songs. They also had a hit in 1967 with their version of Puppet on a String, which we're about to hear. Eurovision related, it was the same year that Sandy Shaw won the 1967 Eurovision Song Contest for the UK with this song. Not The Strangers. She won, not them. Weird, but whatever. We'll make those connections where we can. Bob Van Steen just passed away at 84. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh, ik heb toch zo'n bang van, die tang van, een vrouw. Blaaf ik samen met die nurk, dan word ik lak na, een paljaske van de wenk. Zeg,
je kunt de nokken zetje doen. Wie wilt van Mara dat spook? Pak ze mee, want dan leid ik geen poen. Je mij nog even te noek. Je klaart er dan nog van mij. We sluiten langer kapot. Bang van, die tang van, een vrouw. Laat ik zomaar met die nurk, dan wil ik lak na een paljasje van de wenk. Kat, er is op de zekere kier om een bokser verkocht. Zij das kleer, deze kik nooit niet meer. Maar och, wat dat de gedocht. Dan werk, lak na, een paljasje van de wenk. Och, kraag is goed te lappen, de wappen van schrik. Ik ze naar niet kan verlappen, die knappen blaf ik, een paljasje van de wenk. Paljaske van de Vink.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the antepenultimate radio obituary is for Dina Dietrich. She was an American actress, but best known for her portrayal of Mother Nature in the 30-second chiffon margarine commercials that ran from 1971 through 1979. But is that all she did? Of course not. She had recurring roles on Life with Lucy, Santa Barbara, All My Children. She made guest appearances on Emergency, NYPD Blue, Murphy Brown, and The Golden Girls. She was in films including The Wild Party from 1975 with Raquel Welch. She was in Mel Brooks' History of the World Part 1 in 1981. She did some stuff. Dina Dietrich just passed away at 91. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Mother Nature, I didn't know you were so fine on the vine.
Well, there's a lot you don't know.
I'll bet you don't know about this.
Oh, come on. That's a stick of my sweet, creamy butter.
That's chiffon stick margarine.
Chiffon stick margarine?
Right. Chiffon fooled you.
It's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
If you think it's butter, but it's not, it's chiffon.
What Mother Nature gave you till Father Time takes it away. She thinks her beauty is fading, 'cause that's what her mama said. She told her when she's 30 she won't be wanted by any man. So you know that she's gonna try to live it up while she can. However, her words will never, ever, no, never come true. That's the way the tree grows. Walk in the same old path. You can do what they say you ought to. You're just living in their past. This world can be so lonesome when you only have yourself. But being yourself ain't enough when they wish you were someone else. They don't want you to have what you want to. Same thing she wish she would have done. Take time, live the way you want to. You gotta do it while you're young. Daddy said marry a rich man, you deserve to have the best. He's rich and unhappy, that's the price of success. You don't need to get married in the suburbs outside of town. So move back love that nature gave you, till Father Time takes it away. She thinks her beauty is fading, 'cause that's what her mama say. She told her when she's 30, she won't be wanted by any man. So you know that she gonna try to live it up while she can. However, her words will never, ever, no, never come true. That honky-tonking lifestyle can't get the best of you. Not even Mother Nature.
Nature is a funny thing. She makes the leaves turn brown and the grass grow green. That's old Mother Nature.
It's old Mother Nature.
She's here to stay.
She's here to stay.
I don't try to change it. Let Mother Nature have her way. The frog's got legs, but he needs some wings. So when he hops, he wouldn't bust anything. That's old Mother Nature.
It's old Mother Nature.
She's here to stay.
She's here to stay.
I don't try to change it, let Mother Nature have her way. You can see a rabbit when he runs at night, 'cause his tail's so short it makes a good spotlight. That's old Mother Nature.
It's old Mother Nature.
She's here to stay.
She's here to stay.
I don't try to change it, let Mother Nature have her way.